Psalm 124 is an ascent psalm that looks at the psalmist, or some believe, looking at Israel, that will be rescued, or that is rescued, from a very difficult struggle. Some apply it to the time of Sanballat, when he attacked the people, or had a plan against the children of Israel. We're not exactly sure the exact context, but what we're looking at is deliverance that the Lord brings. So it's a song of great deliverance. It's one of the ascent psalms, and it begins, Shir HaMahalot LeDavid. A song of ascents belonging to David, or of David. David, again, I would take this possibly as a lament of authorship. David is the author, and it's looking at a song that would be sung as they were going up to Jerusalem at the pilgrimage. Ma'alot is a feminine plural, meaning the ascents. And shir is a noun that simply means song. So it's a song of ascents. You have two nouns in construct with that ot, that feminine plural ending. He goes on to say, Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu Yomar Na Yisrael. Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. Azei Hayim Bilaunu Bilaunu Becharot Apam Banu. Azai Hamayim Shetafuni Nahala Avar Al Nasheni. Azai Avar Al Nasheni Hamayim Ha Zedonim. As we look at this first part, we're looking at the danger that the psalmist is writing about. Notice he begins, Lulei Adonai, Lulei, we could translate as except that. It is an adverb that's introducing the clause that follows, and we'll have the same in verse 2, looking at how the Lord protected God's people, or the psalmist, in a particular plight. It no doubt is looking at the people of Israel because of the plural that is used through here. And we can apply it today to us, how we are protected by the Lord. And if it had not been for the Lord, except for Him, we would be in great peril, in great danger. So we begin, except that the Lord had been for us. Notice Shehaya. She is just your relative pronoun of the Lord who, and then Haya is the cow perfect third masculine singular used here in a pluperfect kind of sense. So except that the Lord had been for us. Lanu is your inseparable preposition, the lamed, followed by the personal pronoun, first common plural, in the new. So except that the Lord had been for us, Yomar na Yisrael, let Israel now say. Notice Yomar is just your cow imperfect, third masculine singular from Amar. It is a pay aleph verb where we have an O vowel rather than the normal yishmur, I type of vowel in this cow imperfect. And that is because the pay aleph verb here, with the aleph beginning the word, when we put the prefix on, the yod, the prefix, we have an O vowel probably because of a historical dissimulation. It probably was something like historically, yemar, changing to yomar, the O vowel dissimulating from what had been either a pathak under the yod or a hirik or a possibly segol. And that happens all the way through with these pei aleph verbs, where we end up with the holim, the O class vowel, after the prefix. So he goes on to say, let Israel now say. Na is here simply to emphasize the verb, wanting to simply say, let Israel now say this. So really, it's a psalm concerning Israel, and no doubt Israel's deliverance from a difficult time. The psalmist goes on to say, Lulei Adonai Shehayalanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. That is, again, except that the Lord who had been for us when man arose against us. Now, we could translate this when a man rose against us. However, Adam is probably a collective singular, meaning mankind or men. Again, the adverb lulei, rendered here except that, and the Lord had, again, haya, it's a repetition of the previous clause in verse 1, cal perfect, third masculine singular, used in a pluperfect way, had been, for us, same form, the inseparable preposition and the first person personal pronoun suffix, when men rose against us. Notice the bekum here, be is your inseparable preposition be, and it's looking at a temporal kind of thing here, and kum is just your cal infinitive construct from kum, middle weak verb. So when men, or a man, here no doubt a singular but used in a plural way, rose against us. Al is the preposition meaning against, and enu is your pronominal suffix, first common plural. And then he has three adverbs, azai in verse 3, azai in verse 4, azai in verse 5. And these three adverbs, translated then, are describing what would have happened had the Lord not been for us. He says, then, chayim bilauni. Then, they had swallowed us up alive. Chayim, plural meaning living, or living or alive. And notice, bilaunu is from the root bala, which means to swallow up or engulf, and it is again a cal perfect third common plural with the pronominal suffix first common plural in the new. So then, living or alive, they had swallowed us up. In other words, we would have been swallowed up had the Lord not been with us, he is saying. Beharot apam banu, when their wrath was kindled against us. Again, chara means to kindle wrath or to bring forth wrath. And notice, apam is from the noun af, meaning nose, and am is your personal pronoun, a third common plural. And so it was their nose when it was kindled. It's sort of a way of, an idiomatic way of describing anger when the nose became red and with anger. So when their wrath was kindled, beginning with the infinitive construct of hara, followed then by the noun and the personal pronoun, third masculine singular in the am. So when their wrath was kindled against us, that would be a good idiomatic way of translating it. Literally, when their nose became red or hot against us. And banu is the preposition bait, followed by the new personal pronoun, first common plural, pronominal suffix. So when their wrath was kindled against us, now we have the next then hamayim shetafuni. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. Notice hamayim is the noun meaning waters, a plural noun, and this is followed then by shetafuni. Shetaf means to overflow. And had the Lord not been with us and for us, the waters, and he's looking at like a mighty flood from the opposition that Israel was receiving, would have overwhelmed us or overflowed against us. And again, shataf is the cow perfect verb. And here it is in the third person plural from shataf, followed by the new, the pronominal suffix, first common plural. Then the waters had overflowed or overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Notice, nachla avar al nafshenu. The noun nachla means stream here, and no doubt it's looking at like a mountain stream that is swollen after a heavy rain, and it's just overflowing, and it's like a torrent. And so he's using parallelism here, Hebrew parallelism, the waters overwhelming us like a torrent that had gone over our soul. Again, avar is a calperfect, third masculine singular, used in a pluperfect way. And al is the preposition meaning over. And nafshenu is from nefesh, meaning soul. And enu is your pronominal suffix, first common plural. So, had the Lord not been with us, had he not been by us, we would have been overwhelmed by this torrent, picturing again the attack of the enemies and what the psalmist is seeking to illustrate by these pictures. Then we have the final azai, the adverb then. He says, the proud waters would have passed over our soul. Avar is the calperfect, third masculine singular from avar. Al is the preposition meaning over. And again, nafshenu is from nefesh, the noun in construct with enu, the pronominal suffix, first common plural. Then it would have passed over our soul, what? The mighty waters. Hamayim ha-zedonim. Mayim is just the word for the waters, and the mighty waters, or the literally ha-zedonim, means the proud waters, or the insolent waters. Looking at their raging and their power, it would have actually overwhelmed us. It would have gone over our soul. And the adjective here, zidon, in the plural, is looking at like the insolent, raging waters, applying it to the enemies of God's people. And as we look at this psalm, we can apply it to anything that believers go through today that is like a rushing torrent over the soul. And so as we continue in this psalm, he then breaks out in thanksgiving because of God's deliverance. Notice he says, Baruch Adonai, blessed be the Lord, Shelo netananu teref lishnehim, Blessed be the Lord who has given us Leshine Him, who has given us a prey, or has not given us a prey to their teeth. Leshine Him. Notice Baruch is a cow passive participle, letting the Lord be blessed. So blessed be the Lord who, there's that relative pronoun she, lo, the negative particle, followed by netananu, who has not given us. Natan is the cow verb of here in the cow perfect. The second or third person singular from Natan, followed by nu, the personal pronoun, first common plural, the suffix pronoun, us. And tetef means prey. So he's not given us a prey to their teeth. Shein is the noun meaning teeth. And here, shine is the plural construct of that noun, with him, the personal pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So he has not given us as a prey to their teeth. In other words, they weren't able to devour us. And so he's praising the Lord. Let the Lord be praised, who has protected us. And he's using the imagery of possibly wild animals attacking with their teeth, speaking of the enemies of God's people in this context here, under that kind of imagery. And then he goes on in verse 7 and says, Nafshenu ketzipor nim leta. In other words, our soul is escaped as a bird, mipach yokeshim, as a bird from the snare. And this pach means like bird trap, as a bird from the bird trap of those that lay bait, or those that are laying snares. Notice, nafshenu, again, is the noun nefesh in construct with nu, the pronominal suffix, first common plural, and ketzipor as a bird. Notice ke is your inseparable preposition as. Tzipor is the noun meaning bird here, and it's looking at how the nation was delivered as a bird from the snare of those that lay wait is, or those that lay bait, is delivered. Nimlata is your nifal perfect third feminine singular from malat, looking at a deliverance. Notice the noon prefix introduces the nifal stem. And then we have from the snare of those that lay snares. Mipach, from, and pach can be like a bird trap. And yokeshim is your cow participle, masculine plural, from the verb yakash, to lay a snare. So we're looking at a bird trap where the psalmist is saying they've been delivered from it. And he goes on to say, hapach nishba, the snare or the bird trap is broken, and we've been able to go free. Notice nishbar is from the root shabar, to break, and it is a nifal, third masculine singular, from shabar. So the bird trap is broken. And we, but anachnu, anachnu is just your personal pronoun, first common plural, with followed by, or following the va, the vav here, conjunction, and nim latanu, we basically, he said, are escaped. Again, the nifal, perfect third person or first common plural from malat, that is to escape. So we are escaped. The beautiful imagery here is it's like we've almost been trapped in the bird trap that was set for us, but we are like a bird that's escaped that, and we're able to flee away from that. But this was not our own doings, it was because of the Lord. And so the psalmist concludes in thanking the Lord in a great way from 6 to 8 with the final statement, Ezreinu b'shem Adonai, our help is in the name of the Lord, Osei shamayim v'aretz, the one who made the heaven and the earth. Ezer means help, and Ezreinu, here we have a noun in construct with Einu, which is your first common plural, pronominal suffix, our help, is understood here, b'shem Adonai, in the name of the Lord. Here we have two nouns in construct, shem and Adonai, and be' is just your preposition, in. So our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven, oseh shemayim ba'aretz. Oseh is just your cal participle, masculine, a singular, from asa, to make, and shemayim means the heavens and the earth. Shamayim is your dual form for heavens, v'ha'aretz, and the earth. Aretz is the noun from eretz, meaning earth here, with the penultimate syllable and pause here, or lengthen, because we're coming to the end of the verse. So looking at this and its message as Christians, this can also have a tremendous application, applying it in a spiritual sense, looking at the New Testament and what the Lord has accomplished for us. Had it not been for the Lord, we would have been swept away. Had it not been for the Lord, when men rose up against us, and I think here he's talking, applying it in the New Testament, when people that want to hurt believers, or even when we're talking about Satan using a way of hurting those that want to follow Christ, he then goes on to say, then this the second or the first Azai, then, like they would have been swallowed alive, we would have been swallowed alive when their wrath was kindled. And we're told, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, and the stream would have passed over us. The proud waters would have gone over our soul. And when I think of a spiritual application, I'm thinking of the way that believers in Jesus have been delivered through the work of Christ upon the cross from demonic activity, from demonic attack, and in a very real sense, in a spiritual sense, we did not become prey to the teeth of demons and to the teeth of Satan because of the deliverance that the Lord brought for us. Our soul, for example, has escaped. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son. And it's like the snare of those that laid a snare, speaking of Satan and the demons and the whole host of bad angels, laid a snare. The snare is broken. The snare that sin had brought into the lives of believers is broken. And we now are escaped. And that's because of Jesus Christ, if we're looking at it as a Christian, reading it through the lenses of the New Testament. So I'm seeing a spiritual application here from the first level, the literal or the Peshat, to what Christ has accomplished by His victory on the cross, by His victory over death, over sin, over the demons. And so now, the snare is broken and we are free. We have been delivered from the Satan, from the kingdom of Satan, and brought into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our help is in the name of the Lord, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who made heaven and earth. When I think about heaven and earth, just one thought comes to mind, that the earth can fit into the sun. I'm told 1 million, I believe 300,000 times, which is an amazing thought of how big our Lord is, who made the heavens and the earth. And I'm told that even the sun can fit into certain stars multiple times. So our help is found in the Lord. And what is exciting to me as a believer in Jesus is that the Creator of this universe came in the second person of the Holy Trinity, because all things were made by Him, we're told in John 1. And He was willing to come and empty Himself on our behalf and to gain the victory over sin, over Satan, over the demons, and rescue us from the trap that Satan has baited for every human being. But we've now been rescued when we have our faith in Jesus Christ, and we are escaped. We have escaped, and we have deliverance. And the trap is no longer holding us. It's been broken through the sacrifice, the death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in a spiritual sense, applying this text via the lenses of the New Testament, spiritually, we must praise the Lord who has wrought and brought about this wonderful deliverance from the snare of Satan through His kingdom work on the cross and through His glorious resurrection on our behalf.